radio journalism, except in public radio and community radio, has virtually disappeared except in a handful of stations in the largest markets.
A town that doesn't have a community radio station is sort of like a town that doesn't have a public library or a public swimming pool or a public park. It's just one of the things that makes a democracy work.
Every time we see something from the right-wing madness, there ought to be a progressive voice that stands up and speaks against it.
This is our country, and it's like we have to be inspiring ourselves and those around us to really believe that and feel entitled. And I want to say that means that there will be setbacks, but we have to maintain that sense of hopefulness.
Doing what's right and being punished for it is much better than spending the rest of your life in this system doing something that you found out was wrong.
The teachers would always say, you know, I want three strong boys to help me carry these books over to the other room. And I'd always raise my hand and they'd be like, you're not a boy. And I'd be like, I know I'm not a boy, but I can carry the books too.
And the day I became active was the day that my grandson got into the string to play that I played in as a child and my mother before me. And he said, Mama, what's wrong with these fish? And I looked down and in his two little hands, he was 6 years old, his two little hands, he had two handfuls of dead fish and there was dead fish laying all over the stream. And I started screaming, get out of that creek, get out of that creek, don't ever get back in that creek again.
This is our graveyard here. It's where our people are buried. And we need to protect this. My main goal here is to get this place to return back to the Indians, where we can take care of it and we can manage it ourselves.
Disappearances are among the most heinous crimes in the history of the world. Court after court after court has found that a disappearance is a crime against humanity. It can be tried anywhere, forever. It is one of the worst possible crimes because it not only hurts the detainee, it hurts the community, it hurts their family. The family never knows what happened to them.
And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Facing clear evidence of peril, we cannot wait for the final proof, the smoking gun, that could come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
The mushroom cloud is most likely to come from the United States if it comes.
And when they said that we should go off to Vietnam to stop the spread of communism, I'd been in the military now for 3 years, and I thought this sounded good. They said our cause was noble, that we were going to be the liberators, the same language we're using, of course, today toward Iraq. And I bought into that lie and how easy it is for our leaders to take the lie and call it truth, to take the evil and call it good.
An enormous crime against humanity is being committed right now. And I woke up. I realized I do not want to be part of this.
People are saying we have money to send folks to war, but we don't have enough money for books and schools and health services.
There's definitely political motivation for people to fill low-wage jobs in this economy, and one way to do it is to push them out of school. And that's exactly what we're doing here.
After paying the rent, basically, you know, you have a couple $100 left, and it's like, okay, which is going to be the lucky bill that gets paid? You know, will it be PG&E or will it be, you know, another utility or something? And so my debts are still there and just getting higher and higher because I have no money to pay them.
Abuses are inherent to a war. You cannot have a clean war. You have to have rapings, killings, torture. It's impossible. That's war. That is the meaning of war. We can part.